Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen. Still love this song every time I hear it. I've heard him sing this a couple of three times in person. Chills, and parts of it just take your breath away. Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July in America. And it's a great day for America. It's a great day for people around the world who have been the beneficiaries of the benevolence of this great country. And I'm Jim Blasingame. No business today. We're just celebrating this wonderful day, and we're doing it this half hour with our good friend Ken Davis, our resident historian. And Ken's the author of all the books on history that you need to know, don't know much about history, and that whole series of books. I love the children's books, folks. You might not know about his children's books. I bought them and gave them to my grandchildren. They're wonderful. And so many others that he's written, The Nation Rising, A Hidden History of War, More Deadly Than War, all about the flu. That's an amazing story. If you've never read about that, I had actually done some work on that previously, and Ken, and so I was fascinated by the work that you did in your book. I don't want to make it sound like compared to yours. I was just, I had done some articles on that. It's a fascinating time. Ken, we were talking in the previous segment, and thanks again for being here, about the origins of the Declaration of Independence. When Emilio Iadice, it was on the show earlier, from joining us, he actually joined us from the Isle of Ponza, off the coast of Italy, where his grandparents came from. They literally were from that tiny little island off of Italy, and he was there on vacation with his grandkids, and he said that Italians asked him, is it okay to protest on a day like today? And he said, of course. And I said, well, the first order of business for our founders was freedom of speech. Of course it'd be okay with them. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's embedded right there in the Declaration of Independence. Jefferson says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted, and when any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And so standing up to this document, this Declaration of Independence, is essentially a document of dissent and protest. So that's what the nation is born in. And, you know, we've been talking about the 4th of July for a long time, Jim, and I heard the end of your conversation with the previous guest. This 4th of July, to me, feels different than it's been in the past. I think a lot of people in this country are questioning some of the ideas and ideals that we hold so dear in this Declaration of Independence in a way that in my adult life we haven't questioned before. So I think it is a crucible moment, and it's a good time to look back at this document and absolutely understand that it was written out of dissent, out of protest, out of the idea that they were battling what they saw as tyranny. So I think we're at a very, very critical moment
in
our
history.
Well, I think
it's a moment in time.
In very serious terms about that.
It's a moment in time when we all need to take a look at our ideals and a little bit less at our politics, because our politics are pretty ugly right now, and everybody thinks they're right. But our ideals are a lot purer than that. Our ideals, we've had our ideals bequeathed to us. We took freedom. Our founders took freedom and created liberty, and from that ideal we have the American dream. And I think if we could go back and root our debate, our discussion, in those ideals and not on politics, I think we could make a lot more progress. What do you think?
Well, of course, these guys, 240-odd years ago, didn't said they didn't like politics, but they were all politicians.
Yep.
And so, but, you know, as dark as those two plus centuries have been, and we've had very dark moments, darker than the present in terms of the crises we've faced, but rarely has the faction, that's the word they would have used, Washington, Jefferson, Madison, they didn't believe in the idea of partisan politics, even though they eventually created it. But they believed that, you know, men of good faith and men of good, and of course they were talking about only men in 1776 and in 1787 when they come back to Philadelphia, some of them, and write the Constitution, that this was something that people would line up, have good ideas, talk about them, debate them, and come back the next day and start all over again. So the factionalism that was created certainly by men like Jefferson and Madison, and on the other hand, Alexander Hamilton, have been part of our history, but they've, in spite of that, we've gotten through moments that have been incredibly dark, like 1861.
Even though they were, sometimes I think of them as aliens. The genius of their work makes them almost seem superhuman. But we all also know that they were very human because they did descend into some pretty ugly behavior, didn't they? And a couple of comments as we wrap up. Ken, go ahead.
Well, I think you're completely right. And to me, when we talk about the Declaration and the flaws and the contradictions of these men, and they accomplished extraordinary things in spite of them, the greatest is, no doubt, Thomas Jefferson himself. Now, Monticello, as you probably know, has just opened Sally Hemings's room adjacent to Thomas Jefferson's bedroom. This is an acknowledgement that Jefferson did have a relationship with this young woman, 30 years younger than he.
Hold on to that thought,
this is the man who...
I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.